The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can find options that fit your budget. Because giving you options is the right thing to do.
Oh, yeah, like when I hold the door for someone. Sure, it may be weird if I don't time it right, and they're a little too far away, and now they're running. And we're both asking ourselves, is it worth it to run instead of just, letting them open their own door?
But still, it's the right thing to do. So get options based on your needs with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Everybody. So look, you're confused. I get it. Look, we're rebuilding this thing. We're doing some things. We're doing the big thing. And we realize that the big thing is the thing. And why not on Wednesdays or Thursdays, if you will, but maybe even moving it to Wednesdays, the Goofball Experience is part of the big thing. So you're going to get the big thing presents the Goofball Experience. It ain't changing, but it's going to be very similar to the other shows that we have been doing on the big thing, and that's we're going to cover at least one big thing in the Goofball show, but we will also be doing exactly what the hell we do. And I would be doing that with this character.
Hey, I forgot to bring my notes.
You forgot to bring your notes today?
We're on Thursday, we're going to record for Monday, but Monday's going to play on Tuesday.
You just need to be here. All you have to do is be here. So look at that. See, even already we have that shot. I have a very special gift that I wanted to show to you, but I need you not to be here anymore.
Oh.
I need you to transform into the Flirtin.
Oh.
Look at this. Ladies and gentlemen,
look at
the Flirtin Flaus, the FCL champion of the world.
Oh, it's so shiny.
And here you go, Flausie.
Oh, my goodness.
Flausie, I'm going to give you your championship belt, and this is for the Flaus.
Oh.
And
I was always so good at sports, so this is very good for me.
Put it over the shoulder, Flaus.
Oh, man, it's like a weapon.
Yeah, look at that. It's wonderful. So you're very happy to have that championship?
Oh, yes, because I deserve it, first of all.
How long do you think you'll be champion?
Probably for many years. This thing will be tarnished by the time I give it away. It'll be so
old. I'm sure. Well, look, congratulations.
It's very pointy.
Yeah, you get to take it home with you. Look at this. You are now the FCL champion of the world. It's the Flirtin Flaus. Look at that thing.
That is nice.
Really?
Oh,
nice.
I mean, that is nice.
No, it's all right. So Flaus is the FCL champion. What were you telling me? You were saying something on the way here, and I said save it. What did you do?
No, I'm taking an 8-week axe throwing.
Oh.
Yeah, I should. Axe throwing league. And
are you joined a league?
Yeah.
Wait. So there's a lot of questions I have. The first question I have about an axe throwing league is because I see these videos where everybody's chucking axes and things and getting it's a good workout on the shoulders, obviously. But is it because you were watching Vikings? Is that why you decided you want to start chucking axes at things?
No, I did a barbecue outside deal with Leaf, and he had one set up in his backyard. I go, let me give that a whirl. Thunk, thunk, thunk. I'm like, is this a sport I could be good at? Yeah. You know? And so he found this thing and we signed up for it. And now it's okay. When I say league, it's not like there is competition, but it's anyone from brand new to really good. So right. It's not like there's no pressure. Everybody's just super supportive.
Throwing axes at trees?
No, they have, it's like this regulation board or whatever. And you first hour is practice. First of all, my arm is tired because I've bowled. With my son twice, which I now call the gym, sweaty. Yeah.
Seems like there's a lot of bonding been going on lately.
Yes, the bowling is like I found a new thing, and he's like, "Hey, you want to go bowling again?" You know, like I'm like, "What? You asked me to do something?
Yeah, didn't I tell you? Remember? You're so bummed. You're like, we can't connect. Like, you'll find something.
And it's bowling.
It's bowling.
And then so now I'm bowling and axe throwing.
You any good at either one of them?
The bowling, I'm pretty good with the spin, and that's why I get so sweaty. Okay. And like, I think I pulled a groin muscle.
Doing that?
Yeah, Lonnie's like, "Oh, you're so ridiculous. You're out of shape." I'm like, "I'm spinning. Back me up, dude."
Yeah.
You know, I'm spinning that thing.
Can I tell you how incredibly sad the two of us are? Because this is, you have found a way to exercise through throwing things at a board, like an axe.
Yeah.
Because you feel like you're in fucking Braveheart, and you're also bowling. It's just your exercise is bowling, which is not. I am absolutely not making fun of you, because not an hour ago, I had on my VR set, swinging around, and I'm starting to pretend that I'm like a ninja because you have those big bats.
Oh
that
yeah,
you're swatting things away, and I'm getting this form to it. The Supernatural program on. I've never wanted to work out more than on this program.
That's great.
It's like I actually rush back to the office to play because I feel like and when it's over, I'm like, damn it. Normally with exercise, I'm terrible. And I'm like, how much longer is this? For me, it was like I did like a 40-minute one this morning, and I was like, oh man,
that's nice.
And I'm burning like 250 calories. Like I'm hitting my goal. I don't know if that's a lot. I have no idea, but that's the goal that I think
so.
All I know is that I pumped in a number of what I wanted to lose and how I wanted to, you know, what my body weight should be. And they said, all right, you should be doing 250 per day while you're doing these programs.
That's
right?
Great. That's why we got the Wii Fit that is collecting dust.
But that's the thing, is a lot of people said the same thing. They had the Wii, they had these other things. And for me, the Oculus, I'm so locked into it because it's like there's a trainer right in front of me, and they are motivational, dude. Like this morning, like one guy, he's like, "Don't let people tell you anything else. Go for what you want." And I'm like, "Fuck yeah!" Listening to like "Take on Me" as I'm slapping balls away from the and it's like, and I can already see the time code. Harloff slaps balls,
slapping balls.
Hey, how did you get? How'd you lose some pounds? Well, I was slapping some balls.
You know how it is.
You know how it is. No, I don't. I really don't.
What straight mesh slapping balls? What?
Slapping the old Baileys. Slapping bales. Not Christian. But yeah, man, I've been getting a good workout on it. It's been fantastic, drinking a lot of water. And I lost. I dropped like 8 pounds. In like a week.
I gotta do that. Yeah, I mean, this has been. I bowled twice and axe throw, but I feel like because it's all my right arm, I'm just gonna have like this Popeye forearm on one arm. What was the lady in the water? Is that the Shyamalan one where the guy was lifting with just one arm? Just one that's arm, what I'm gonna look like after this.
That's a good. See, that's a good pull. That's a deep pull from the champ, because I wouldn't remember that for sure.
Well, I was gonna say about bowling. Did you know that in Bill Murray at the end of Kingpin actually bowled 3 strikes in a row, and did the crowd reaction was like real because he actually did that. Yeah, that's
and
a new one
used,
I learned.
And he used that. I didn't know. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, hopefully you get a Kingpin question in your next title match.
Kingpin, lady in the water, what else you got?
And I heard somebody called you out last night on the FCL.
Uh-oh.
One of the competitors. Everybody's coming for the flops.
Gotta get on that social media.
Yeah, Kingpin's a good one. Kingpin's a good one. I tell you, I watched a really...
Come on, you can do it.
Well, I watched this one was a little more modern.
Yeah.
It was a little more modern. It's this movie called Dirty Dancing. You ever hear of it? It's got this, it's got Agent Coulson's wife in it. Chick from Staying Alive.
How did that, like,
Dirty Dancing?
That was just like, fuck it, Dirty Dancing.
I'm telling you, we're just going through a cycle of it. I watched Beverly Hills Cop and Beverly Hills Cop 2 back to back and enjoyed it thoroughly. My wife was, we were listening to Be My, and I always remember that from Goodfellas, right? She says it's from Dirty Dancing. To be fair, Dirty Dancing comes out first. Mm. It wins. And it's the opening credit songs. And I had watched this whole thing on, what was the name of that series on Netflix? It's like how the things that we love or get made.
Oh.
They did a video game thing first.
Yeah, and the toys that made us.
Yes,
yeah.
They did the toys, but then they did the movies that made us, something like that. And Dirty Dancing was like the first one I saw. It's fantastic. Like how, like the inner working of how that all went from the scripts, like how it, people are like, no one's going to make this movie. And seeing how it all got made and then knowing it, going rewatching, it was pretty interesting. But my wife was like, well, why don't we watch it? And then it was like $1.99 or $2 to buy. I'm like, I'm not renting Dirty Dancing. And my wife goes, I'm pretty sure you own it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I do. And she's like, I'm pretty sure that I saw it come in one day as like, you know, somebody sent it her. And I was like, I don't think so. So I go back and I go, sure shit, like the 30th anniversary or whatever, sitting on my
four copies.
73 copies. But we threw it on. We started watching. It's a really good movie, man.
Oh, no, one of the best. Yeah, yeah. And I think still holds up, don't you think?
100%. Yeah. Swayze is just was had that thing, man. He just had such a charisma to him.
Oh.
You like that Swayze, huh?
Yeah, oh, it sways, man.
And I told you, Point Break we watched recently, too.
Yeah. Now, which, I feel bad. I watched that late in the game, and I didn't dig it. But, I mean, I love Roadhouse. I love Dirty Dancing.
Yeah.
I love Ghost. You know what I mean? Like, the classics. But, like, for some reason, Point Break, seeing that, like, late in the game was kind of like, this is pretty cheesy.
I'm still risking it. How dare you? I'm still risking getting myself in trouble by doing it, but then I'm also thinking that everybody listens to the show, and I don't think that's the case. So, I had told a few stories about the Busey meeting, right? I'll tell another one. So I was sitting there. This is the second meeting that we had. We had two of them. So I had to ask him at one point about Point Break. And we were just going back and forth about something. I found my moment, and I said to him, I said, it's one of my favorite scenes ever. He goes, which one? And I go, Utah 2. He goes, did I already tell this story?
I don't think so. After the show, you only told the Santa Claus one, I thought.
Okay, I don't. Yeah. I didn't tell any. And he's like,
"That's my life." Did I say this already?
I know. I don't know if I said it already or I don't know. But I was like, "Yeah, get me two." And he goes, "All improv." he goes, there was no dialogue in that scene. So, but dude, he did the whole scene. When, because if you remember the scene, I don't.
I'm just imagining it's just that.
But he's sitting in the car. They're sitting in the car, like both him and Keanu Reeves figure out where the ex presidents are gonna hit their next bank, and they know, and they're sitting out in the car waiting, and he's reading the funnies, and it's Calvin and Hobbes now. Ellis and I had this conversation, and they're going back. I think it's Calvin and Hobbes. So they're having this conversation, they're going back and forth, and the exact dialogue escapes me at the moment, but it did not escape Mr. Busey. The guy locked in, and it was as if, and he's got to be 75, 76 years old, he locked in and did the scene word for word.
Wow.
I don't care what planet he's on today. He was on Earth when he was doing it, and he just locked in, and he did the whole thing. He's like, there's a meatball shop right down the street. You go there, it's the best meatballs you ever had. And you go there, you get me, and you go get me too. And then he did Keanu's dialogue.
Wow.
And then he goes, and then I took my head, stuck it out the window, and I said, Utah, two, give me two. And I was in awe because the conversation was so great. At that point, he just locked in. And then there's other things like he has these, his book is like Buseyisms and stuff too. And I think I mentioned this, but too, give me like a small word.
Squirrel.
Oh, for God's sake, squirrel. Close. Give me another animal.
Rat.
Okay, rat. Running around tirelessly. He'll give you a Buseyism.
It had to be an animal.
It had to be. But Busey will give you the Buseyism for anything, but he'd be very upset if I would not say running around tirelessly. Yeah. That is not in my vocabulary. What I would tell you is running always, and whatever the hell he comes up with. But it was a meeting and a half.
Thyroid.
Yeah, what? Running always thyroid. Would you get me a bagel now? Two. Do me a favor. One time I was going in to read for Captain America, and I went in and they said, are you able to physically do this? I said, are you able to physically handle this power that is going to be coming out of my noggin at the moment? He didn't say any of that, but I could see him doing it. But anyway, so we watched Dirty Dancing, we watched Point Break. Through the 80s movies that I have experienced over the last 2 weeks, about last night, Dirty Dancing, Beverly Hills Cop 1 and 2, The Goonies, Harry and the Hendersons.
Oh, no way. Yeah.
Have you, when was the last time you watched Harry and the Hendersons?
Probably, probably on cable or something post, you know.
In the 90s.
Yeah.
It's not flying today.
It's not.
I was talking about in the beginning, I mean, it may be in some parts of the country, but like in the beginning, all the kid wants to do is murder animals. The little kid, who I remember being like the cute kid, everyone's like, oh, he just wants to murder things. He's like, Dad, shoot it! Shoot it! Come on, kill it! I'm like, wow, I don't remember this. And then they hit Harry with the car in the beginning.
That's
of the
right.
And he goes, get my rifle. And he tells the six-year-old, or it's whatever he is, to get the rifle. And the kid goes out and gets and has the loaded weapon. Yeah. I'm like, oh, my God, this does not fly today. But, man, it was like, kill it! It was everything. It was
it's about a psychopath kid who murders Sasquatch.
That's right. But I don't know. Have you been watching anything?
We don't. I should be doing more films, I think, because, again, we watch. But I came home last night, and Lonnie was in between towards the end of the first episode of the new Perry Mason.
If you're looking to move out of your parents' place, you could really cut expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive, which is good because your little brother has gotten really territorial. You're blood related. You'd think it would be fine to share food in the fridge. I mean, who writes their name on every individually wrapped slice of cheese, Tyler? Still, you've got to admire the commitment. So bundle your renter's and car insurance with Progressive and use the savings to help you move out and have all the cheese you want. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers.
Oh, yeah. How is that?
I liked it.
Tell me about it.
And I picked it up towards the style is really cool. I don't know the actor's name, but from The Americans.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I mean, it's gritty. It's, you know, I never saw the original. Yeah. I think I know the theme. Isn't that? Whatever.
Yes,
but I think it's good. I think it's really good. And it's the there's some gruesome.
HBO?
I don't even know. Oh.
Isn't that weird though? How like, because you have so many streaming things now, you're like, I don't remember. I don't know if it was, because my sister-in-law did that to us. We went speaking about last night, because she had been the one who watched it, and then she's like, yeah, it's on HBO Max. I'm like, it is not on HBO Max. I like looked, like, oh, it was in some weird thing, and then it popped up on Showtime recently. But and then I told Ellis this the other day, and I watched all Pump Up the Volume on YouTube because you can't get it anywhere else. So. And that was, I guess...
I own it. No big deal.
Do you own it?
Yeah.
The DVD?
I have the one that was cardboard that flipped.
Oh, wow.
We
might have to make a trade.
Yeah.
Have to make a trade because I forgot how much I love that movie. Oh,
no, that was the soundtrack, too, and that
everything.
One... Yeah, that one was something... I think that's been... It's in my top 10 of most seen over and over and over
again. I changed my Twitter handle with Happy Harry Hard On. I put the main picture.
Oh, really?
Is him in the Jeep when he gets caught, like right before he gets caught.
Oh, and that was filmed at Lonnie's high school.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah.
That's amazing. That is amazing. Trying to think what else is going on, but we have a lot for you guys to know about. Obviously, I mentioned that this show, I know that, first of all, I want to preface this and say, I know how confusing it's been with all the podcast feeds. It's been confusing with me also as we're making a big move to change everything, you know. So to let you guys know how this is how it's going to go, this is how it's going to be for the final, so you all know where to find everything, because the podcasts are so crucial. They are so helpful to us in general. That is because that's how we decided, yeah, look, we're going to go away from the Schmobots. We're going to go away from all that stuff, and we're going to go to just podcasting. I mean, focusing on that as far as the monetary for this network. Now, SEN Live is going to move to the new channel, and it'll still be the donations and the Shmobot and interacting. You can do that. Sith Council will be moving over there. IG Show will be moving over there. All those move next week. And then we're going to be keeping this show. This is going to be the Big Thing show, and this will be on 3 to 4 times a week. So the Goofball Show will be on probably every Wednesday. We're probably going to shift from Thursday onto Wednesday, and it'll be the Big Thing presents the Goofball Show. That's not going to change. It's going to be Brett and I. But the podcast feed, this, I know that we had our own feed, and I know this is where the confusing part comes in. The Goofball episodes will be on the Big Thing podcast feed. That feed, the Goofball feed, stay subscribed to it because it's going to become the SEN Live feed eventually. So we're just going to have, we're only going to have these particular two feeds. Are going to be the Big Thing feed, and then there's going to be SEN Live feed, right? And then obviously Sith Council will keep its feed as it is. So I know it's been a thing. Thank you for sticking with us. I promise you none of it's going to change after this. We just needed to shift everything as we're getting it. The responses have been great. I've been responding to as many comments as I can, trying to get to all of them, but really been happy with you, with the responses from you guys, and thank you very much. And this goes to prove it. I love Native. And the reason why we were able to do Native in general was because of you guys. So thank you so very much for being with us, helping us, because Native is back. Native is a sponsor on this show. And here's the thing. Sometimes, you know, it rains on your birthday. Sometimes the line for coffee wraps around the building. Sometimes gas goes up 10 cents. Sometimes life stinks. Doesn't have to. Doesn't have to stink, because Native has your back, and Native cares about the products that you put on your body. They stop that stink, and they do it the right way. That's the Native difference. If you guys know about Native's legendary aluminum-free deodorant, you know about it. But have you tried their body wash? I have. It's fantastic. Coconut, baby. I haven't tried the toothpaste yet, but I hear good things. But I have tried the sunscreen. My wife swears by it. My wife is not easy to please when it comes to these products, and she loves Native. Native has a broad spectrum SPF 30 sunscreen for your face and your body. It's lightweight, it absorbs quickly, and you can choose between unscented coconut or pineapple. Native is on a mission to overhaul your entire hygiene routine by putting the care and self-care with products carefully made to work against odor that are made with simple ingredients and smell great. You can get deodorant and body wash and scents like coconut, vanilla, citrus, herbal musk, lavender and rose, excuse me very much, and more. So if you want to stay fresh, you want to stay clean with Native, you go to nativedeo.com/SENLive. Use that code, promo code SENLive at checkout, and get 20% of your first order. That's nativedeo.com/SENLive, or use your promo code SENLive at checkout for 20% off of your first order. Love that Native.
Oh, I have to throw an axe. I smell great.
Did you use it?
Oh yeah, I know. Like, I'm sweating my butt off at the bowling alley, and I'm like covered, drenched in sweat. But I'm like, yep, cucumber.
Do you have the cucumber one?
We've got that's every good. Flavor.
Really?
Why do I call them flavors?
I call them flavors too. I call them flavors too. But it's every scent. Yeah. So did you get them? Did you get them when we started getting the? The sponsors, or did you also, you just became a fan?
I got some from sponsored, then I bought more.
Got it.
I got some the new Musk one, and I was like, ooh, I like this one, so I'm going to Musk it up. Got to Musk it up.
That's right. How happy were you when we found out that they were coming back
as a sponsor? That's so excited. We were talking, like, not even on the show. I'm like, dude. Have you tried the deodorant? Yeah, and it just showed up. I didn't even know
we were... Two weirdos talking about the deodorant. Yeah. Like, it's all old farts. It's just like, everybody else, hey, you seen a new episode of Loki? Fuck that.
Yeah.
Coconut. Yes, coming out.
You guys tried this?
You should try it. Key lime.
Key lime. You get.
They should do something with Manscaped.
Oh, yeah.
Mix it
up. Crossover event.
Crossover. Hey, you want your balls to taste wonderful.
Lots of flavors.
Yeah, lots of flavors. See, now then you can call it a flavor.
Yeah.
Then you call it a flavor.
Loki. You talked
did
about
it. Did you watch it?
Yeah, we finally
got Which, did you watch the third one?
Oh, no, the third one's out. I can do that. Why are we watching Perry Mason?
Yeah, whatever you watch.
But now I know I can do that tonight.
You watched the second one?
Yes.
And the second one's great.
Yeah.
Are you loving the show?
Oh.
Is it your favorite show?
Yes.
Like your favorite Marvel show?
Yeah, I think so. I just, again, and somebody pointed out in the chat, and I forgot the name of it. They said, oh, by the way, Brett, it's called, that style is called something... neo-futurism or okay. something like that. There was one chat that, and I was, it was one of those where it's like, thank you for, it wasn't like, actually, it wasn't that kind of a way, right, but it was like, oh, just so Brett would
isn't
know.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, I love it.
Isn't
I love,
that nice?
Because I didn't know there was a name for the new technology mixed with old look,
right.
you know, and they're like, oh, well, this is what this is called.
This is why I want this show, like right now we're it's fine. It's like 5,000-6,000 an episode, 4,000 or 5,000 on podcast. I want it to stay that way because everyone's so nice.
Yeah. Once we get, yeah.
Everyone's so nice. And it's like when they're commenting, you're like, hey, I love this boat. I'm like, oh, man, it's like this show's not doing that good.
Yeah, yeah.
There's too many nice people in here. But I'm kidding. It's actually been a pleasure to talk to everybody. But, and for that point, exactly, like going, like even when Ellis and I, on one episode, we were talking about Indiana Jones and Crystal Skull, and somebody was like, ah, you know, Crystal Skull is better than Indiana Jones, but they were doing it in a nice way. And they're saying, like, oh, you don't think that that the originals are cheesy? Which is super.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, like, you don't think, like, yeah, you know, they have cheese elements to them, but not to what the fourth one is. But pleasant conversations, yeah. agreeing to disagree, that type of thing. And with Loki, majority of people really enjoy it, right? Apparently there's a big episode this week. I didn't see it yet. By the time this airs, I probably would have seen it, but I'm going to watch it. I was going to watch it beforehand, but I didn't want to spoil it for you, and I should have told you to watch it, but that's kind of like fly-by-the-seat-of-the-pants stuff that we're doing on this show.
It's the Wednesday thing throws me off. I'm so used to Mandalorian Friday, you know, like Falcon and Winter Soldier, which I haven't seen, but I knew it was on a Friday. We still haven't done that one yet. It's I don't know why we haven't, because I was told... from the beginning, like, it would be good to binge. Like, that's why we held off. But I don't know why I haven't got that one. Because I think Loki dropped, and I was like, oh, I really like Loki. And then somehow Perry Mason was found.
Well, I mean, that's how it happens. Is that you think you're going through one thing, and you find, oh, I always want to try this thing. Speaking of Indiana Jones, by the way, I didn't see this. You know that Harrison Ford was injured on the set?
No.
Again, you got injured on Force Awakens when J.J. almost crushed him with the door. But apparently... hit a shoulder injury on the set of Indiana Jones. He was in a fight scene.
He was slapping balls.
He was slapping balls around, but apparently he's 78 years old.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
He's 78 years old. I'm not kidding you, and I've joked about this. The other day, I was stretching to go grab a cup for my daughter, and I felt like I blew my back out. I am not 78 years old. And this guy is running around in fights. And so Disney said that production is going to continue while they get the course of treatment evaluated. The filming will be reconfigured. I got a word for you there. Stuntman. You know, like, you cheat it as much as possible at this point. It's like, and I know that they're doing everything that they can, but I mean, yeah, this is the big problem when you're doing an action movie with a 78-year-old guy. You know, it's going to be...
That's tough.
It's tough. He's tough as nails, but he's 78 years old. It's like my wife and I were talking about
He's got to use his wits more.
But my wife and I were talking about this the other day, and it's like I said, human beings, once you get to that age, you start aging like a dog.
Yeah.
Like, there are people that I know that... in family members and stuff too, at 80, close to 80s, it's like you're moving real slow and you're like, and it's like, and it gets you in like a year.
But I did see a thing where it was like people in their 80s biking and they took x-rays of like their legs and they had like legs of 40-year-old. Like there's a misconception about when you get older that you should relax and hang out and, you know, take it easy. No, you should actually exercise more, you know, the older you get, and that will keep your brain active and keep your body.
I think that's accurate because my father-in-law is
oh yeah,
he's super active. He was like a bodybuilder when he was younger and stuff too, but like he's all about health and he's all about working out and stuff, and he's in really good shape, and he's got his wits about him. He's not 80 yet. Not that people in their 80s don't have their wits about him, but like as we're mentioning, Harrison Ford, 78 years old. And that being said, with even my father-in-law, if he's got bad knees, if he's running around fighting people, he's going to blow his knee.
Oh, out. Yeah. That's a different thing. Like, right. Yeah, yeah. Like, exercising, but then, like, doing fight scenes and, that's you tough. Know.
I mean,
throwing a whip.
I just hope they're not pushing him too hard, because that's the thing that I remember it when, and I can't imagine now, but maybe I'm wrong. By the way, this podcast has absolutely turned into the Indiana Jones podcast. And I'm here for it.
The big thing presents the goofball presents
the Indiana Jones. The thing is that they were supposed to do like I think two or three three movies when they announced it a while ago. They can't do another one with him, right?
I don't know. I don't. And this is what I wonder. Is he the one that's pushing himself too much? Is it like they're probably a mixture of both. Let's bring somebody, and he's like, no, I got this. Maybe. There's some pride
to
it.
He seems like that.
Yeah.
I got it. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Well, when they ask him who would, I remember I saw the interview was like, well, who would be the new Indian? He goes, no, there's no one. I'm Indiana.
What did he say? My favorite comment from him ever was that someone asked him in an interview. Did you ever wind up seeing the episode 9?
No,
you haven't seen it. So he shows up in a scene where Kylo Ren sees him, and he's like talking to him, but it's a dream sequence. It's just what he was. And so someone asked him in an interview, was Han Solo a Force ghost? I don't know what a Force ghost is. And I don't care, or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So good.
What was it with Shia LaBeouf when they were like going around talking about it? And I think Shia was kind of shitting on the film a little bit.
He was.
And he goes, hey, kid, we're supposed to be promoting the film.
Is that what he said to him?
I heard there was an interview. Well, I didn't see it.
He did. He got himself in trouble with Spielberg for all that, too. And it was because he was... It's so funny. My relationship with the fandom of Shia LaBeouf is crazy, right? Because when he first started, and I don't mean like, it wasn't Holes and all those other movies that he was in. I remember him on Project Greenlight.
Oh.
He was in a movie. You're
not
in,
talking about Even Stevens? Was that the Disney one?
Maybe. He was in Holes and he was in Even Stevens, but it was like, I think season one of Project Greenlight. And for people who don't know what Project Greenlight was, it was like HBO did this series with Ben Affleck and Matt Damon, and they had people come in, and you did like a contest, and they gave you like, I think, like $2 million to make your movie or something, right? But they got Shia LaBeouf in one of these movies, right? I don't think the thing ever saw the light of day, but I remember him being in the series. They talked about he was like this up-and-coming guy, and that's what put him on my radar. And then I started seeing, oh, this guy, you know, they're using him, he's a good actor. And anytime I saw him in the, like, big budget stuff, I was like, yeah, you know, but he's in the smaller stuff, and we really, because he's a phenomenal actor.
Oh, yeah.
Phenomenal. And when he's tested and actually put to the test to, like, act, I was like, wow, he's got the goods. But then he started doing that stuff with the bag on the head and the I'm not famous anymore stuff and the
do it.
That turned me around. because I used to call him Shia LaBoots.
Yeah.
And I would be like saying I couldn't stand this guy and this whole shtick and everything too. And I was like, enough is enough with this character. And then that video comes out. And I must have watched that thing so many different times. Like, this is fantastic. Because it showed a difference. I'm like, this guy is just he's just eccentric. There's something going on with him. He's definitely doing it for shtick. There's some stuff in there, and he doesn't have – there's some character traits that are not good. He's fighting people on the streets. He's doing a lot of stuff. There's some accusations and shit too. But, like, as far as separating the artist from a person, his performance is Honey Boy.
That I still need to see.
Dude,
that one.
Dude, like, that's some real stuff. And the fact that it's about him, it's about his life, how he grew up and everything, too. And inside of that film, he wasn't even supposed to be in it. And then they said, well, we want you to be in it and star. This is about my life. Like, yeah, but you should be in it. And he played his dad.
That's wild.
That's wild. Like, you'd be able to, like, connect into it. And like, that's therapy.
And no. all because it wasn't
wasn't sunshine and rainbows. His dad loved him very much, but it was very tough on him and had a lot of problems.
Is his dad still alive? Like,
I feel like he is. I feel like his dad's still alive. I don't.
What if your kid did that?
I know. But I think.
I mean, we're good. But what if you're like?
I think his dad. I think his dad went to the premiere with him and stuff.
Oh, really? So maybe he got his shit together. Yeah.
Well, I don't know about that, but I remember. I think that it was his dad. I can't remember, and don't quote me on this because I think it was his dad, either him or his dad, was like came to the Comedy Store one time. I wasn't there, just I heard it, and was just like plastered and like I kicked out of the joint. I can't remember if it was actually Shia or his dad. I can't remember, but. You know, it happens, and I think that they either way, just to go back to what got us here in the first place, he was talking shit on Spielberg and all of it, and Spielberg's like, dude, I put you in Indiana Jones. Yeah. What are you doing? And I think he basically said about the movie what everybody really felt, but you're in the movie.
Yeah, you gotta.
You gotta play politics. You gotta. It's like, you know, some people, oh, good for him. He's speaking out. It's like, you gotta play ball.
Come on, Mutt.
It's Mutt. That movie. Can't take it. But anyway, Harrison Ford, hopefully he's okay. Because that's not good. That is not good.
Quit being crazy, man.
What's that?
Quit being crazy, Harrison. Get.
I like that he's still, you know, moving around and doing his thing, but...
You still have that earring?
I think he does. Look, own that shit. I say, I don't want to... There's apparently a huge reveal in Loki for this past week. I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it. There's apparently a jaw-dropping spoiler. I can't do it. I got to watch it. And everybody, at this point, when you're watching this, I would have seen it because now that I know, I'm going to probably watch it today.
So it drops Tuesday midnight. It
drops Tuesday, well, Wednesday midnight.
Oh, well, today's Wednesday.
No.
Oh, I mean.
Come on. Do you know how the day works?
Well, you said to me, you're like, have you seen it yet? You fucked me all up.
Well, yeah, but it's out right now. Today is, but Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday.
There you go. Okay. You know the day works? When it turns 12 a.m.
How the shooting day works.
No, when it turns to 12 a.m.
Are we pretending it's Thursday right now?
We don't got to pretend anything anymore.
Okay, I got it. But, now
you got it.
Well, and that's to my sons. I never thought about this, and I've said this before watching Gremlins. He goes, isn't it essentially after midnight all the time? I'm like.
You told me that, yeah, and like I was like, yeah, it's true. Like, it's always,
what?
It's always after midnight. Yeah. At what point does that stop?
Yeah, that's
at what point? He's brilliant.
Shitty movie.
That's another one. I can't get over how many people try to tell me that the second one is a good movie.
Oh.
Bibbiani and Mance, they swear by it. I'm like. Like, well, it's a farce of the, you know, it's a spoof, a satire, blah, blah, blah. Like, but the first one wasn't.
No.
Yes, it was, but you look at what the puppets are doing. Blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, they're gonna be happy
that was their voice.
No, you don't understand. Gremlins 2, it's great. It's better than the first. Yes, you don't understand. It's better. No, I'm not listening. 1984 was the first Gremlins. 1989 was the second, I think.
I don't remember when the second one was. You know. Mance, I haven't seen that bastard in a little while. Because when he shows up, you ever been to a screen? You ever been to a screening with me when he shows up?
No,
dude, it's like the mayor just shows up. It's incredible. It really is a sight to see.
Like, I think I saw him at a Shell station one time on one of those.
Yeah,
when you made it.
Yeah, well,
you're all over the place, television, and then you're like, you're even pumping gas. You're
gas
like,
station, taxi cabs. He used to be in all the time too, and but he was he just when he shows up to a screen, you know he's showing up. It's like this big. Ray of sunshine just hits the theater, and you're just like, and he goes, before the screening starts, he doesn't sit down. He says hello to like everybody in the theater. It's really something to watch.
Yeah.
I want to like get a camera and just film him like saying hello to everybody. He's just like, there he is, there he is, yes, yes. And then you're like, oh my God, yes, she's there. I was waiting and hoping she, yes, yes, yes. He's like the movie version of Richard Simmons. Just get
excited. Here it comes, 1982.
Yeah, that's
I need that kind of energy.
It's incredible how it's not fabricated energy. It's real energy. I haven't seen the man's man in a while.
And you meet him once and he remembers you and he's totally. I mean, like, I remembered that from back at Schmoes. No, it's second time. I'm like, oh, this, most people don't remember briefly.
He's
meeting.
He's a genuine.
He's like,
human being.
Yeah. I'm like, what?
Right? No, he's a genuine human being. Yeah. He really is. He does. He's not like one of those fake people that he's just like. Oh, it's very nice. So nice to meet you. Who are you? It's like, no. He knows. Oh, yeah. I remember because we talked about it because it's the same way he recalls movie dates.
Yeah.
He'll remember the conversation they had because he connects with you somehow, whether it's a conversation about the Beatles, whether it's a conversation about a movie, whether it's a conversation about your family. He holds. That's why I was so surprised he wasn't better at the Schmodown than he was. I think it was just because he just didn't have that same kind of drive that like a Rocha or Bateman has. But like he couldn't access that information that he's got, like
he was already three steps ahead.
I think it was just too. I always thought he was going to be because there were times that you would play Scott Mance and he would know everything, and then there was like times he didn't remember anything.
Wow,
and it was bizarre. But yeah, the Mance man. This was a nice little memory lane there with the Mance.
Good guy, really good guy.
And just reminding you all, ladies and gentlemen, I'm pumped to start. Start traveling again. I am pumped to start traveling again. And I'm also very excited that everybody I've talked to, whether it's Kate Mulligan or Mark Ellis, raving about Clear. And if you guys are itching to get back to what you love, like I am, and you can't wait to go to a live event, come see us, travel. I heard a lot of people are going to be coming out to Spectacular when we do it. You want to take a mini vacation somewhere, you got to make sure that the next time you head to the airport that your experience is fast, that it is safe, and that it is easy as possible. And that's why I'm very excited to keep talking to you guys about Clear. Clear is easy, it is fast, it is effortless. It is a secure identity platform that creates frictionless journeys at airports and beyond. You move faster through airport security, and you feel confident returning to who, where, and what you love. And this is all you need with Clear. You! After a quick one-time enrollment with your government-issued ID, you can just use your face or your eyes for a safer, touchless entry at airports, stadiums, and more. Create your account online before going to the airport, and once you get there, a friendly ambassador helps you finish the process, and you can all use Clear immediately. Jake Iacovetta, talking to you. You better be using Clear when you fly on out here for Spectacular. Join over the 5.5 million people who are already using Clear. Once you become a member, you can use Clear for faster. You can go faster. You can go faster. You can go faster. You can go touchless. You can go seamless. And you'll get that entry across Clear's network at airports, stadiums, arenas, concert spaces, offices, restaurants, and so much more. There's a family plan. Clear members can add up to 3 friends or family members to their account for a discounted rate. And even better, kids under 18 can tag along for free. Clear is absolutely the best way to help you get back to what you love. They have locations in over 35 airports across the country, making it safer, easier, and faster to reunite with loved ones or take that much-needed vacation. It works great with PreCheck, too, and for right now, only for a limited time. You can get your first 2 months of Clear for free. Go to clearme.com/SENLive and use that code SENLive. That is Clear, clearme.com/SENLive. Use that code SENLive for your first 2 months of Clear for free. clearme.com/SENLive. Use that code SENLive. You got to do it. Got to do it. Have you guys traveled yet? I asked you this already.
I did it and I didn't. I was so dumb because I was like, I saw it at the airport. I'm like, oh yeah, probably should have signed. But definitely if I do with the family or so, I've got to have, because you sitting in those long lines with 4 people. No, thank you.
No, thank you. I'm done with it. Especially now, people don't want to be around other people still.
Yeah,
and it's like, get me out of here. I'm just gonna check in.
And they weren't even 6 feet in you or anything this time. It was weird. It was like, I thought we were supposed to.
Yeah. Did I tell you I went to a restaurant with Andrew Freed?
No.
So I met Freed. It's our buddy producer Andrew Freed, who has been on this show before. He's producer of Fast Times U, for Chef's Table, for a lot of different things. I mean, he's killing it right now. So we met at this Italian restaurant in like West Hollywood, and I'm on this stupid diet. I couldn't eat anything. I told Ellis this. I was going to tackle the waiter when he brought a pizza by. It was so good. But this place, it was really good, though. I was bummed because I was like, I got to order salmon. And it was fantastic. It was really good food.
What was it? Bonnie was on set, and they got food from an Italian place. And she goes, I got this salad. It was horrible. I'm like, what'd you expect? Like, it's an iceberg, but salmon, I could see salmon that.
I did have a salad also, though, too. And it was a really good, it was a good salad. It was a grilled chicken salad, but it's like, it's not what you get at an Italian restaurant. Yeah. You're supposed to get like the ravioli and the pasta and all of that. But I'm just like, I've been really proud of myself since last Sunday. I have been working out. I've been eating better. I feel better for sure. But it's like, I wanted to stay on course, especially the fact we're getting back. And I announced on Twitter the other day, we're doing a hybrid. We're doing for Schmodown. We're going to be doing two matches. Kevin Smith versus Marisol McKee is going to be digital. And then we're going to do Laura Kelly versus Andrew DiMolanta. That will also be digital. But then we're going to do two in-studio matches. The winner of Amaru Moses and Moose Haas will play against Saul in a number one contender match. And then the main event in studio will be Bibiani and the Kid versus Kalinowski and Chance. So it'll be a lot of fun to have people out there and doing their thing. And it's exciting. It means that things are starting to move a little bit, So
this is we're going to see anybody that came in just in the digital age. Are you going to have like
No fans for this one?
Yeah, yeah. But once fans start coming in, I think things might flip on because there's I know even the small little one when I played Bonnie, it was you're looking over there and you're like, don't mess up in front. I know
it's
all
gonna
these.
Change.
It's
going to change for the competitors, but it brings up. It's going to change for those people who found the show digitally.
Yeah,
because they're going to go, this is what this show is supposed to be, because it's like it hasn't been that show in a year and a half.
Yeah, you've got hooting and hollering.
You got a lot of it. Yeah. Either way.
We've got country and western.
Country and western?
What's that movie?
What is that from?
Blues Brothers.
Oh, see, every time a question comes up for that movie, I feel ashamed. I don't know it that well.
Yeah.
I really don't know that movie that
well. What kind of music you guys like here? Well, we got both kinds, country and western.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that movie that well. Like, everyone, I remember one time there was like a question about it, and I think Andreyko was like, "That's a 2-point question." I'm like, I would have lost the match. I don't know the movie that well.
I think that would be something like where someone my age would be like, "Oh, that's totally right. Then the younger people would be like, "That's
but even me, I never." It's just like, and I love Belushi. Yeah. I just watched Luck of the Irish again the other day, and not watched it, listened to it because you can't find it on YouTube.
Why would they pull that?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, all this stuff, I'm sure.
But there's other things that you could find on YouTube that's way more damning than that. And I don't know if it's a 7 or 11. And there's not. It's just like, he was just so.
That one, you got to almost see it, too. Everything. The way he's throwing the papers around and his hair.
And he starts to get, and he starts to move, the energy of it. I got to see if I can find it.
He loved that mother's boy!
Oh, yeah. Let me see if I can find it. And it'll probably wind up. Do I have it? I do have it. Look, I'm going to play it.
The expression I think most people identify with the Irish is, of course, the luck of the Irish. Luck of the Irish. Sure. Say you're in a pub somewhere in Ireland. Oh, anywhere in Ireland. Some guy comes up to you and says, "Hey, is that a bomb I hear ticking?" Then BAM! Your small intestines are on the ceiling and your brains are in your car across the street. That's the luck of the Irish for you. Look, who's kidding who, okay? Let's talk about the bad luck of the Irish, all right? How about this? Potato famine! How about that? It scares them, doesn't it? Well, it should. That's why they came here in the first place, so they wouldn't have to work in the potato fields. That's why they became politicians, priests, and cops. Luck? Give me a break. I got a friend. His name is Dan Sullivan.
John, wait a second. To the point.
He's Irish as they come. We used to drink together a lot. After two drinks, he would look like an Irish pirate, And his mother dies, So they wire him and tell him to come to the funeral, of his mother's funeral. That's
John,
all.
John, what
wait one second. Wait. And he's an Indian in Nepal, sitting squat-legged, listening to some sacred cow. So he comes back, and he gets stopped at U.S. Customs for trafficking in illegal drugs. Not holding, he's trafficking. I mean, here's this guy, Sullivan. His old lady kicks off, he gets popped at the border, and he's sitting on 50 pounds of black Tibetan finger hash and two keys on slam. Now, that's not bad luck. That's dumb luck. I don't think luck has anything to do with it. I think it's brains. I don't think the guy has any brains at all. First of all, he's a drunk, then he's a junkie. Now, I don't know what's worse. Don't ask me. Ask Sullivan. And what happens? He calls me up and he says, hey, man, I got busted in the border. I need $5,000 bail, you know? Wait a second. I said, $5,000, man. I said, hey, man, I never even seen $5,000 in my life. So don't ask me for it, man. Watch, ask your mother, which is a dumb thing for me to say because his mother just died. Now, I got this drunken Irish junkie who wants to kill me because of what I said about his mother being in terminal dreamland, you know? Oh, girl, one thing, boy, just tell me! One thing! They love their mothers, boy! Oh, they love their mothers! It's mama this and mama that! Oh, my Irish mother! Ireland must be heaven because my mother comes on there!
This is such a good bit. And the energy behind it, like his timing was impeccable. Oh. Like the way that he did, because it, for those people who had never seen the bit, she's trying to like interrupt him, and she's got this, and she's like, and you know, part of the bit, and she's like, John, you know, and he's like, and it's gradual to the point where he's just like, let me on. He was able, like, that was always that thing with him, is he started at 30 miles an hour, then he got to 40, then he got to 50, and then he was at like 300 miles an hour by the end of the bit, and you're like, he's not. It's funny because if you say he's underrated, people are like, no, he's not. Mm. To you and I, he's not. He's underrated.
Yeah.
Kids aren't talking about John Belushi anymore. Like the same way that they talk about Richard Pryor still gets talked about.
Yeah.
Right? People still talk about Carlin. People still talk. Belushi's not talked about the same way. Like I don't
I think
kids.
Farley was the younger one's kind of.
True.
That was their Belushi.
True.
Was Farley.
And Farley, basically, Belushi was his idol.
Yeah. Yeah.
And without Belushi, there is no Chris Farley.
Yeah, I don't think there was enough of a catalog of Belushi to like pass on. You know,
no,
I think it was a lot short. I mean, Farley had a lot more, I think, in that terms as well, and also was, you know, not the 1970s.
Right. Well, he was supposed to. Belushi was supposed to be in Ghostbusters.
Really?
I think he was the Bill Murray character.
Ah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's. I mean, it's funny. I can't think of anybody else in that role except Bill Murray. But yeah, Belushi was supposed to be from what I remember, from what I heard, but. Are you excited about the new Ghostbusters, by the way?
I am a little bit. I
am a lot.
I've only seen that one. I mean, Jesus, what was that?
It was a while
ago. 2 years ago?
Yeah. I think they're holding it, obviously, to get it back in theaters, which I get.
But was it done when we were talking about it?
I'm pretty sure it's done.
So it's just been, and what was the other one we were talking about? Was that one? And,
Candyman?
Candyman. No, the new Top Gun. Did that come out?
No, Top Gun was supposed to come out this summer, but I think they pushed it to the end of the year.
Yeah.
Because we did our Top Gun Schmodown, because that was going to be in junction with the release of the movie, but it was ultimately the release of like the new Blu-ray that they put out because they're pretty sure they're pushing the second one, but I'm excited to see Top Gun. That's one of the ones that, so we've talked about this on this show many different times about the need to see movies in theater. That's one I want to see in the theater.
Yeah.
Like there's certain movies that I'm going to be okay with. And then I was bummed out by it. Cause we had our big conversation about HBO Max and somebody's like, yeah, HBO Max said they're not doing this plan next year. And I'm like, this sucks. I know that there's the purists and the young people that are like, nah, this is good. It sucks for older people. Mm-hmm. It sucks for people with families. It sucks. Because, yeah, we really have to just wait like a month or two, sure. But, like, you know, for people who do this and want to talk about the movies and want to do that, it's like, I don't want to go to the like, when I was started Schmoes Know and going to the movies 3 or 4 times a week to see everything that was out there, it was great for the film buff in me. But, like, it's not easy to do when you're married.
Oh,
you have kids. It's like, especially where I don't really want to see every movie right now. Like, there's the movies that I love. I mean, like I said, I've been watching every 80s movie right now. I could be watching these other movies that I missed. I still haven't seen In the Heights. I watched a little bit of it, and I started watching. I was like, oh, yeah, okay, I'm going to get back to this. I really want to see this. And then I watched Beverly Hills Cop. It's like, there's, and because HBO Max is a great library.
Yeah, I'm glad I finally got around to. There's a while there where I'm like, you would mention something, I go, oh yeah, I want to. Yeah. Oh, it's on HBO. Oh, I gotta get HBO. Oh, yeah.
Do you have HBO Max?
Yeah, finally got it.
That's right, because you're Mare, right?
Yeah. So, and that's when that's one of those ones where if you would have asked me what was Mare on, and I would have Hulu original.
Right. Have you started watching Hacks?
No.
Yeah, I didn't start. I started watching the first episode, dug it, but I don't know if I'll ever go back to it. Same thing. I have to get to Ted Lasso on my own. I have to. They just did the second.
Haven't done Ted Lasso?
No, I haven't done it. I did the first episode, and it's the same. The same thing. Yeah, yeah. Sadie bailed on it. She didn't want to watch it. That's one that I'm gonna. Because someone said to me, they're like, you know, it's kind of always the same story. You try something, and your wife, mm-hmm. Why don't you just go watch on your own? It's not that easy for me. But for this one, I'm gonna go out of my way to make sure I watch it. Look, the perfect example is Beverly Hills Cop 2. She watched a little of Beverly Hills Cop 1 with me, then she went into the bedroom and started watching something else. I should turn on Ted Lasso and start watching it because I really want to watch it.
I hope it hasn't been overhyped for you because, I mean, like...
Well, that's what I hear about that show. People who have even been overhyped on it said, yeah, I lived up to the hype. Because I'm going to rewatch the first episode because I remember liking it. What it was, and I have to go back and watch it again.
It's one of those ones where, like, and I think the problem is if you explain it to people on paper, it sounds like the dumbest show ever.
Yeah, he's a football coach that then goes to coach rugby.
But he's
rugby,
so
right?
goofy,
is it rugby
like,
or soccer?
Soccer.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's like he's so he's so positive, and the character's just like. Almost pushing too much, that it's so big, but it's
like, almost like a Saturday Night Live character in
but
a
he,
real.
He dialed it in just enough that you're like, there's got to be somebody that's like this. It's believable, you know. But if he would have gone a little bit more with it, it would have been like a sketch.
That's my issue with like Kate McKinnon, right? Like sometimes Kate McKinnon, like I to this day, Bombshell is her best performance in my opinion. Like she is. Grounded in that, she's funny in that, she's real in that. And I actually thought the movie that she did with Mila Kunis was not that bad. The hell was that one called?
It was like a spy thing or
yes,
something?
Yes, the spy who, not the spy, shammy, spy, I don't know, but whatever it was.
Yeah, I saw it, I can't remember.
There were two spies, and it was a lot better than I thought it was going to be, and she was pretty good in it. It's when she does that same kind of over-the-top shtick where everyone is like a Saturday Night Live character. Like she was in that movie yesterday. About the guy with the beard.
Yeah.
I felt that was kind of what you were talking about. Like, where it was a Saturday Night Live character that was in this movie that seemed way over the top. But she's extremely talented. She's really, really good. I want to see her do more. So that's why I don't really give a shit about her playing Carol Baskin. Because I feel like they're just going to... And I could be wrong. Maybe this is one of those grounded performances with a hit of... You know, because Carol Baskin is a funny... Not intentional, but a funny person. So
that one to me though was like the show was already, the real people are already so much that like I don't know. It's almost like it needed, if that needs like 10 years and people to forget about the real thing.
Right.
Like it was kind of like the Tonya Harding movie. I think if that came out right around the same time,
it would have been on like ABC or something.
Yeah,
like, remember Amy Fisher?
Yeah,
Amy Fisher when that all went down. Today, I don't think it happens the same way because, and they probably did, networks be called for just being so exploitive. They had three movies that came out on Amy Fisher within the course of like a month. Do you remember? I can't remember. There were three of them. I can't remember who one of the actresses was, but I can remember the other two.
Oh, I can't even.
Can you try to guess? This was the early 90s, so can you guess who you would have seen in a teen role playing Amy Fisher?
Oh, God.
And they were big actresses. Like, for the time, really big actresses.
Oh, I'm dead.
No,
yeah.
No one? Alyssa Milano.
Okay.
And Drew Barrymore.
Oh, okay.
They played Amy Fisher.
I can see that.
And I remember that, but that's that type of stuff that, you know, today probably is a streaming movie.
Yeah.
But it was made into like a, whatever the hell it was, a TV movie. But I, where was this?
So the movie that you're talking it's going to be it's a Tiger King movie.
Yeah, it's a scripted movie.
Who's supposed to be
Joe?
Joe.
I don't remember.
Joe Exotic.
It's not Nick Cage, is it? I hope not. Let's see. Kate McKinnon, what the hell's her name?
Carol Baskins.
Let's see what she's gonna play. Carole Baskin. Let's see if they announce who is who. But the other problem, though, with that is that it's – I always – and it's similar to what you're saying. They jumped on – the hype around – it was right when the pandemic started. Mm-hmm. The hype was for that show. It was like the number one show, and it's gone now. Like, is anybody going to care?
That's – yeah. Know,
maybe that they're – let's see. So they have Carole Baskin, Woody Harrelson. The real question, someone out there, Woody – let's see. I'm gonna look on IMDb and see if –
And that's the thing. I don't think – I think it's just – it's not like it's too soon. I think that was a blip of a thing. It had its 15 minutes, and I don't think a movie will do well or give it – you know, like make it more interesting.
Whatever. I wonder.
Because the whole story was, like, insane to begin with.
Right.
How do you create a film that's going to – it's either going to be way too campy, you know.
It's a TV series. TV series based on the life of Joe Exotic, the former zoo operator. So, let's see who plays Joe. John Cameron Mitchell.
Oh.
Okay. Dennis Quaid is Rick Kirkham. Which one was Rick Kirkham? I don't remember. Nat Wolff is in it. Brian Van Holt, Kate McKinnon.
Is Kirkham the one that owned the other place that he was competing against?
I don't think so. Is that his name? I don't know. I don't remember.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Like,
I don't remember. I mean,
when I said Joe Exotic,
yeah.
I'm like, no, was it Joe Tiger? What
right.
was his name? Like,
I don't remember. And you know, to be candid with you, I don't care anymore. And speaking of candid, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of you guys and thank you for the tweets and the messages. Or had somebody who just tried out candid because they said I was unhappy with my smile. I didn't like it. I was not. I was self conscious of it. And the good news is with Candid, you don't have to be. There are thousands of people who have used Candid. It is the clear, comfortable, removable, and practically invisible aligner to help straighten your teeth. And now those people love, love, love their smile. How about Sharon H.? She's from Pittsburgh, and she said, I wore braces as a teenager, and flash forward to 30 years. I had crowding on the bottom, and one of my teeth actually stuck out. That's when I made the decision to move forward with Candid, and I finally got my confidence back. Candid is fantastic because your treatment is prescribed and closely monitored remotely by a licensed orthodontist who's an expert in tooth movement. You'll have the same quality of care that you get from an in-office orthodontist from the comfort and convenience of your own home. With Candid, the same orthodontist who created your plan is with you from start to finish. You never have to worry how you're doing. The average Candid treatment is just 6 months. You'll start seeing results way before then, and it costs thousands less than traditional braces. Become your best you. Start straightening your teeth today. Right now, you can save $75 on Candid Starter Kit. You go to candidco.com/SENLive and use that code SENLive. That's candidco.com/SENLive, code SENLive. Take advantage of this limited time offer to save $75 on your starter kit. That's candidco.com/SENLive. Use that code SENLive. This week we got, next week, you and I, for now, are doing, our show with Bonnie. Do you think she's going to show up? We're going to record on a Saturday night, and I said we're going to drink some wine and have some beers.
What is Bonnie's history of daytime commitment versus nighttime, because
never
I've only dealt with like daytime not being
never done a nighttime
because like auditions don't happen at 8.
I know
that can't get in the way.
Yeah, but she can still get food poisoning.
Yeah,
she can get food poisoning that day. She can get a stomach ache.
Yeah,
yeah. So I don't know.
I think the probability of a night one is more than a daytime. That's my.
I think you're probably right, and I think Bonnie drinking some wine with us is going to be a very fun show.
Yeah.
So I'm crossing my fingers it happens because that will be one. Ellis and I are going to do one. I think Steph might join us for one. So then the big thing is going to be at least two times next week. The idea is to put it into play for three times. Overall, make sure you subscribe to this podcast feed. It is in the link in the description. It is very, very important. All you have to do, whether it is Spotify, Apple Podcasts, if you're there, if you rate and review it, that is really, really helpful. It allows us, we were already like number 100 in the charts. People are starting to download. People are listening to the message. I understand that not everybody can donate when it comes to SEN Live and putting in a Schmobot, putting in a super chat, doing all that, being a part of the Patreon. I get it. Times have been tough over the last year. It is free to subscribe to the podcast feed. It is free. So if you have written a comment that you like this show, if you are enjoying no interruptions, if you're enjoying just two people talking pop culture, going back and forth, having some laughs, please subscribe to the podcast feed and download the episodes. Very, very, very helpful, and it's crucial. We can talk about this more so in the on the show with Bonnie, because I think she'd be actually really fun to talk about with this. I started watching something the other day. You know, I told you I got Paramount Plus.
Yeah, that's one that I'm like, somebody's got to sell me on that one still.
I'm not going to sell you on it. I'm not going to sell you on it because you don't have a little kid anymore. It is for little kids. Like, we had that Noggin thing, you know, and Noggin's got Paw Patrol and Shimmer and Shine and all that shit. And they only have like a couple seasons on it. Paramount Plus has all of it, right? So that wasn't even why I signed up. I signed up for that movie Infinite, whatever. It was a terrible, terrible movie.
And I love that. I love that.
The premise was great.
Yeah, yeah. It was.
It sucks.
It kind of was like old guard, but he didn't know he was the old, you know.
He's fine in it. The movie's terrible. It is terrible. But I signed up to Paramount Plus for that movie, and then I'm like, I'm just going to cancel it afterwards. I haven't canceled it because of all the kids shows, but then I start browsing around. I've been looking, which is so stupid because I have the movie, and one of my favorite movies of all time is Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah.
I love Wolf of Wall
Street. Got the poster?
I used to. But I have the Blu-ray. I love it. I love the film. It's one of my favorite Scorsese movies. And I could just go in the back, throw it up on the TV anytime. I haven't watched it in years. But when it's on streaming, I'm like, oh, there it is. Right? But I hadn't seen it anywhere. And I'm not going to pay for it. I own it. So I did a search. For some reason, every like 2 months, I search for it. When, again, I could walk into the back, grab it off the shelf, and watch it. But instead, I'm like, well, where is it on the streaming? And then it says Paramount Plus. I was like, oh, so I started watching it. It is as good as I remember it. How many times have you seen that movie?
A couple times. Yeah, not a ton, but yeah.
We'll go over. We'll talk about it more with Bonnie when we do the show on Saturday night. Whenever it airs next week. But
I was gonna say, why don't you just pop your code in? But you probably gave it to me.
I probably gave it to you. I don't need the code. It's not a matter of the code. How stupid physical would that be? Yeah, how stupid would that be if I went and got the Blu-ray and didn't put the Blu-ray in and put the code in? No, I just didn't want to be a fucking lazy ass, and I just was lazy ass and didn't go in the back and go get it.
Just grab, yeah.
Just grab
it. All this physical media.
And I love the physical media, and I would prefer the physical media stuff, but because of the streaming, it was there. And that's why streaming is as popular as it is. But I'm going to – I think we deep dive into Wolf of Wall Street. Can you watch it before Saturday?
I can do that,
You think so? I'm going to ask Bonnie to watch it, too. Like, I want to deep dive into that movie. It's fantastic. It's so I've quoted it so many different times, but I watched it again last night. And when they're on that boat, you remember when they're on the boat when it's about to, like, capsize and they're on there. And he's looking over. He's like, Donnie! And Jonah Hill's just freaking out in the back, and he's like, because it's about to tip over. Yeah. They're like trying to go to Monaco, and the water is just breaking over them. He's like, Donnie! He's like, what? Get the loads! He's like, what? I'm going to die. I don't want to die, Jordan. He's like, get the loads! And he's like, well, I don't want to die. He goes up to me and goes, get the loads! DiCaprio is, I loved him in The Revenant. Glad he won. I forget who he lost to. But anyway, I don't want to get into it.
Everybody's got to watch the lewds. I started to write a bit about like how I go, whatever happened to lewds?
Yeah,
you know. And this was I think this was before this. Like, can you imagine if you were the last guy that you had this big thing of lewds and you just needed to unload this? This was your last gig. This was your blow. You know, this was like the one last one, and now you're stuck with these lewds. You're stuck with nobody's taking anymore.
Well, Jordan Belfort would have taken them off your hands. Anyway, so like we have a lot to talk about on with Bonnie. We're going to do that. We're not going to do lose. But what it does remind me, actually, so let's get a little more interactive with the episodes kind of moving forward. As this show progresses and as this show continues to move forward, the new things will happen, right? So that's why I'm asking you guys, comment in the comment section and tell us, are there certain movies you want us to deep dive into? That's the beauty of this show. Like, yeah, we'll talk about movie news, and if you want to hear our opinions on certain things, like some big stories that are happening, let us know. Like, hey, we're really curious what you guys thought about this. And I want to look at those comments and say, okay, well, so-and-so, that is interesting to me. I'm not going to lie to you. There's going to be some things I'm like, yeah, it doesn't interest me. But if there are certain things that you want to talk about, certain movies you want to hear us kind of deep dive into, we'll throw them around and we'll do certain ideas and do that. So comment. And I have been being very, very active in responding to all of you, and I will continue to do it. So please, if there's like, yeah, okay, you're going to talk about Wolf of Wall Street, how about, would you guys be interested in doing this? And I know that people are going to say the thing. But, you know, and that's maybe one of those things when I finally do check it out, is that we have that full discussion on the show. But either way, that's what we got going on here today. This is the Goofball Show presented by The Big Thing. Brett Sheridan, please go and check him out on the tweets at Mr. Wiggly. Check me out at Christian Harloff. Appreciate everything. Comment, rate, podcast, guys. Please. Once again, a reminder, this show will now live on the Big Thing podcast feed. It will start to air on Wednesdays soon. So just be patient with us. Thank you. And we will see you guys very, very soon.